Chapter 3. Nazneen has news. Life went on. Chanu went to work. In the mornings, Nazneen did the housework. In the afternoons, she cooked. Sometimes she managed to find ice skating on the television. She loved watching it, but when she switched off the television, she felt worse about her life than before. She began to pray 5 times each day. She often dreamed she was home in Gauripur. In her dreams, she was always a girl and Hasina was always 6. She wanted to go back to that time, but she knew it was impossible. In the evenings, Chanu talked and Nazneen listened. He was loud, he joked, he sang, but his eyes were unhappy. Once, he took down his certificates from the wall and explained them to her.
"Here's the one from a writing course that I did from home. This one is not really a certificate. It's directions to some evening classes. That's all they gave out. This is a cycling course, and this is my acceptance letter for a computer course. I only managed to go to a couple of classes."
Nazneen went out a few times with Chanu, but did not go out alone. Chanu was afraid people would talk about her.
"I get everything that you need from the shops," he said. "You only have to ask. I don't stop you from doing anything. It's lucky for you that you married an educated man."
She did not say anything to this. Nazneen's last letter from Hasina had been short and written quickly. "My sister, I'm happy you are well, and your husband also. You are a good wife. Maybe I am not a good wife, but I try. Only, it is very hard sometimes. My husband is very patient. Sometimes I make him impatient without meaning to. He comes home soon, and I am getting ready for him now. May God watch over you." Nazneen had written 3 more times, but nothing came back. She was worried. She remembered how Amma used to say, "Just wait and see, that's all we can do." Nazneen's mother had died when Nazneen was 14. Mumtaz had found her in the store hut with a spear through her heart. Mumtaz said she had fallen. Later, she said, "Your mother was wearing her best sari. I think that's nice." Then, after a while, a new woman had suddenly appeared, and Abba said,
"This is your new mother."
4 weeks later, just as suddenly, the woman had left. Then Mumtaz said, "It's strange that your mother was wearing her best sari. It wasn't a special day, after all." Nazneen had never seen Mumtaz speak to Abba after that. Razia, her husband, and their 2 children moved into the block of flats opposite Nazneen on the estate, and the 2 women began to visit each other regularly. One day, Razia was gossiping about Jorina's children. "I heard that the son drinks alcohol every day, even for breakfast, and they've sent the daughter back to be married and to live in the village." "They took her out of school?" "She wanted to stay and take her exams, but they wouldn't let her. She's 16. They didn't want her to run away for a love marriage."
"My sister made a love marriage," Nazneen said, and she told Razia all about Hasina. Razia was very interested. But then she said, "But I would rather die than allow my daughter to make a love marriage."
Nazneen had begun to ask Chanu more for what she wanted, but not directly. At home that evening, she said, "The bed is so soft. Does it make your back ache?"
"No," Chanu replied.
"Good. I don't know anything about houses
or beds.
What about the bed? He asked immediately. Is it too soft for you?
It doesn't matter.
Tell me if it makes your back hurt.
I don't mind. I can sleep on the floor.
Now you're being silly.
That's what village girls do, said Nazneen.
Then she added,
Of course, when our child is born, he will sleep on the floor with his mother.
What? Are you pregnant?
Yes. I went to see Dr. Azad. Mrs. Islam took me.
That's good, Chanu smiled. I'm going to be a father.
I will sleep on the floor in the sitting room. There isn't space in the bedroom.
Don't be silly. I'll get a new bed, as hard as you like.
I don't need anything, but if you want to get it, I don't mind.
It's decided then, said Chanu. Now I have to get the promotion.
A week later, Nazneen received a letter from Hasina that shocked her. After Chanu had gone out to work, she left the flat and ran. She ran across big roads and through small streets for a long while without thinking. There were many people in the streets, but no one seemed to see Nazneen. She was almost crying. She sat down in a small park, cold, tired, hungry, and lost. She had got herself lost because Hasina was lost. Nazneen took out the letter and read it again.
Sister, as soon as my husband goes to work in the morning, I am going away to Dhaka. Our landlady, Mrs. Kashem, says it's not a good decision, but she is helping me anyway. She says it is better to get beaten by your own husband than by a stranger. But strangers don't say that they love me at the same time. Mrs. Kashem has a relative in Dhaka who is also a landlord. He will help. When I get an address, I will write to you again. Hasina was lost in Dhaka without protection, so Nazneen had wanted to be lost too. But now Nazneen wanted to go home, and she cried at how stupid she had been. A brown-faced man in a suit tried to talk to her in Hindi and then in Urdu, but she could not understand him. He tried again in English. She shook her head and said, Sorry. He nodded and left. Surprisingly, she felt pleased. She had spoken to someone in English. She had been understood and seen. It was very little, but it was something. Nazneen got home 20 minutes before her husband and started cooking. When Chanu got home, he began talking immediately.
There's very little that I could do for your sister anyway. If she decides to go back to her husband, then that's what she will do. If she decides to stay in Dhaka, she will stay in Dhaka. What will happen, will happen.
You could go to Dhaka, Nazneen almost shouted. You could find her.
Chanu coughed. Well, yes, he said. Of course, I have nothing else to do. I only have a degree to earn and a promotion to get and a baby coming. I will go to Dhaka and find your sister immediately in the streets, I'm sure, and bring her back to live with us. I could also find the rest of your family, and we could make a little Gauripur right here. Is that what you want?
Nazneen said, It was only an idea. She continued cooking, but her heart burned with anger. However, a few weeks later, she received another letter from Hasina. She talked about her new landlord, Mr. Chowdhury, and about the job he was going to get for her in a clothes factory. She sounded excited. Nazneen hoped that Mr. Chowdhury would protect her. She told Razia about it.
I'm glad for you, said Razia,
And your husband is glad too, I expect. Any news of the promotion?
My husband says Mr. Dalloway is racist. Chanu thinks he will get the promotion, but it will take him longer than any white man.
Well, said Razia, ask him this. Is it better than our own country, or worse?
If it's worse, then why is he here?
If it's better, why does he complain?
These were questions Nazneen had never thought of asking. Then Razia took off her hat, and Nazneen was shocked to see that her hair was short.
I cut it, said Razia. My husband hasn't said anything yet. He just looked at it with his mouth open.
She laughed.
He wasn't angry.
Nazneen had seen Razia's husband several times. She had never heard him speak, but he looked like a violent man.
Let him be angry, said Razia. It won't bring my hair back. I have to go now, because I'm going to college to learn English.
That night, Nazneen said to Chanu, Razia is going to college to study English. Perhaps I could go with her.
You're going to be a mother, he replied. Will that not keep you busy enough? You can't take a baby to college.
No, said Nazneen. I see.
Later, Chanu fell asleep with his face in his book. All that reading was not good for him. It reminded Nazneen of Maku Pagla, a man from her village. People used to say he was crazy because he was always reading. Then one day, Hasina saw his umbrella in the well. Maku never went anywhere without it. He had killed himself. Amma had cried all day.
Your mother is too good, Abba had said.
Then he had walked away and had not come back for 3 days.
Where does Abba go? Nazneen had asked.
Amma had looked at the sky. Then she had taken Nazneen's face in her hands and said, If God had wanted us to ask questions, he would have made us men.